A Lonely Island. Step 5. D.
You've spent much of your life finding out about the English language and the ways in which people use it. What's so special about English?
One of the interesting things about English is that 400 years ago, it was known and used on a small island with 5 or 6 million inhabitants. Today, English is spoken all over the world, on 5 continents, in about 90 countries. So English has spread out from the British Isles to many different places. And this has also changed the English language.
What kind of questions do you try to answer in your research?
I started out with the question, what happens if people who speak a dialect of English go to live in another part of the world? Particularly when they settle in places such as Australia or South Africa. What I'm interested in is how these dialects, say London, Glasgow and Dublin dialects, how they merge to form a new dialect in a new setting. Does one of them win out? Or does a new form of English develop? That's what I'd like to know.
If we look at the present and perhaps the near future, how do you think English could develop?
Well, that's an interesting question. We're familiar with the case of Latin. Latin used to be one language. It spread geographically all across southern Europe. Today, Latin is no longer spoken. But there are languages such as Italian, Spanish, Portuguese, Romance, French, which are new languages. So the question is, what is going to happen to English as it spreads across the globe?
You mean, like Latin, English could fall apart and new languages develop?
There are 2 possibilities. Either speakers will not understand each other anymore, so that Indian English, for example, may in the future be a language in its own right. Or alternatively, there will be a world of dialects where everybody can still talk to another speaker of English.
So what do you think about the future of English?
It's difficult to predict, but English is a world language that's used in trading, banking and politics. I believe that there has to be one form of the language that can be understood by everybody. At the same time, very local dialects might develop. For instance, in Australia. So there could well be a situation where people use a dialect of English and at the same time a standard form.
A bit like High German and Swiss German.
Absolutely.